Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. I am your host, Carol Dewey, and today we're tackling one of the biggest financial turning points in a business owner's life, the sale of your business. Here's the question you need to ask yourself. Would you rather leave 30 to 40% of your business value on the table or redirect that wealth toward your retirement, your family, and your legacy? In this episode, we'll dive into capital gains mitigation, deferral strategies, and wealth replacement trusts. Plus, I'll share real-life case studies of business owners who turn tax traps into tax savings. If you're even thinking about an exit in the next 5 years, this is one episode you can't afford to miss. First, let's be honest about what's at stake. When you sell your business, the IRS and state governments line up to take their share. You may face capital gains tax on the appreciation of your company, depreciation recapture if you've written off assets, state taxes depending on where you operate or reside, and net investment income tax if your adjusted gross income crosses certain thresholds. When you add it all up, it's not unusual for a business owner to lose up to 40% of the sale proceeds to taxes. So here's a case study. A dentist in the Midwest sold her practice for $5 million. Without tax planning, she owed $1.7 million in taxes, money that could have provided lifetime income for her and her spouse. Fortunately, with a team approach, she was able to use deferral strategies to cut her tax bill nearly in half. The key lesson? Once the ink is dry on the sales contract, your options narrow. The time to plan is before you sell. So how do you keep more of what you've built? The first step is understanding capital gains. This is the tax you pay on the profit from selling your business. The rate can range from 15% to 23.8% federally plus state taxes. But here's the good news. With intentional planning, you can mitigate or even eliminate a significant portion. Some of the strategies include installment sales. That's spreading payments over time allows you to spread out tax liability and potentially stay in a lower bracket. Charitable remainder trusts. By placing part of your business in a CRT before the sale, you can defer capital gains, take a tax deduction, and still receive income for life. In opportunity zone funds, rolling part of your gain into designated zones can defer and potentially reduce taxes. Here's another case study with a Kentucky manufacturer. A Kentucky business owner sold his family manufacturing business for $12 million. His accountant had him set up for a straight sale, which would have triggered nearly a $5 million in taxes. After a consultation, he chose a combination of an installment sale and a charitable remainder trust. His upfront tax bill dropped to under $2 million, freeing an additional $3 million for reinvestment and income planning. Now that's the power of planning. Not every business owner wants to give up control of their money, and that's where deferral strategies can come in. Some examples might be structured sales. Think of this as a prearranged installment sale with an insurance company. You can customize income streams while spreading taxes over years. Deferred sales trusts. These allow you to sell your business, transfer proceeds to a trust, and defer taxes while reinvesting in other assets. And of course, 1031 exchanges for real estate-heavy businesses. You can roll gains into new property investments and defer taxes indefinitely. Deferral is powerful because it gives you time, and time gives you options, whether it's reinvesting, smoothing out income for Medicare thresholds, or creating generational wealth. One of the most overlooked tools in advanced planning is the wealth replacement trust. Now, here's how it works. Let's say you choose a charitable trust to defer taxes. That means part of your estate eventually goes to charity. But what about your heirs? A wealth replacement trust funded with life insurance ensures your children or grandchildren replace that wealth tax-free. I've got another case study to share here, the franchisee. A couple who owned several franchise restaurants decided to exit. They set up a charitable remainder trust, which gave them lifetime income and deferred their capital gains. To ensure their heirs didn't feel left out, they used a wealth replacement trust to leave a tax-free $5 million legacy to their children. The result? They lived generously, reduced taxes, supported a charity they cared about, and still passed wealth to their family. That's a win on every front. Now let's pause here and speak directly to you, my ideal client. You're not just trying to sell a business. You're trying to protect a legacy. You spent decades building something valuable, and now you want to make sure the rewards serve your family, your retirement, and your greater purpose. But your pain points are clear. You don't want to lose control of your exit to taxes. You're unsure if your CPA is equipped for advanced strategy. You're worried about timing, sell too soon or too late, and you could leave millions on the table. And your aspirations are equally clear. You want to keep more of what you've earned. You want to ensure your family and causes you care about benefit, not just the IRS. You want to exit with peace of mind, without regret. This is where a coordinated team, financial planner, tax strategist, and estate attorney comes into play. And this is exactly the role we play at Claris Advisory Partners and Perpetual Wealth Financial. So what's next? If you're within 5 years of a potential exit, the time to plan is now. Here are three action steps. First, get a business valuation. Know your baseline. You can't plan effectively without knowing what your company is worth today. Second, assess your tax exposure. Work with a strategist who can model your potential tax bill under different scenarios. And third, design a custom exit plan. Don't settle for cookie-cutter solutions. Your plan should fit your goals for income, legacy, and lifestyle. Selling your business is one of the most important financial events of your life. Done right, it can fuel your retirement, empower your family, and build a lasting legacy. Done wrong, it can leave you with regret and the IRS with a windfall. The choice is yours. Plan early and you can exit without regret. Thanks for tuning in to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. Remember, selling your business doesn't have to mean giving away a third of your life's work to taxes. With proactive planning, you can exit with confidence and without regret. If today's discussion sparked questions for you, visit www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com to schedule your lifestyle and legacy assessment, or call us directly at 877-434-6243. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode designed to help you protect your wealth, your business, and your family's future. Until next time, I'm Carol Dewey, helping you navigate with intention, and I will see you again next week.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.